This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And who do we have with us, Fast Eddie?
Well, Digital Dave, we have Lieutenant Colin Walker
from NOAA. Just like NASA, but with a different letter.
Not that guy, but the organization, NOAA.
Gotcha.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Administration.
I was thinking association.
Which, you know, that means they're in charge of the weather.
That's right. All right, fix it, guys.
He's shaking his head already.
Hey, we want to thank you for scheduling this beautiful week for us. It's been great.
Thank you. Whoever did it.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, you're hiring.
We are hiring. We are growing our core strength. We are right now sitting at 350 officers, and we're looking at growing to 500 by 2030.
Are we talking all occupations within?
All occupations, aviation and shipside.
Okay. I didn't realize. Well, it makes sense that you do ships, but nobody ever talks about that, you know?
It's an air show.
Yeah, exactly.
I never thought about NOAA as having ships. I figured they were atmosphere and it was aircraft.
Well, ships are still out there in the weather.
Well, yeah, that's very true. But
and they like to know what's going on.
They also pretty much steer clear of heavy weather as well.
Only if they know it's there, and that's what NOAA is for.
How can you not know it's there? We have...
It's miles away.
These guys have satellites. They've got internet. They've got airplanes
flying over.
They've got
internet. Google, what weather is out there?
Yeah, exactly.
So, all careers. Talk about some of the kind of careers that you are hiring for.
So basically, we have two paths in the NOAA Corps. You're either on the Marine side or the aviation side. So on the aviation side, there's three ways to get in to fly. You can do, if you're active duty, you can do an inter-service transfer. Just need to have no more than 13 years of service, and you need to have your multi-engine and instrument ratings.
No more than 13 years?
We want to make sure that somebody doesn't come in for a couple years. So we want to make sure we can...
You want to be able to hang on to them for a while.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
if they're winding down their career, yeah, you're not interested. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so that rules me out.
Well, they probably don't want to leave, and there's an age limit. So, if we get them too late, they won't be able to fly as long as they want.
That's true.
You want the best bang for your buck.
They also want someone who's, young and strong enough that's not going to get airsick all the time.
I did not say that.
You were thinking it, though.
Yeah, because the uniform just doesn't have room for a barf bag.
Well, it just seems to me that, whether you're in aviation or you're out on the ocean, you're going to get bounced around pretty good.
I've heard it. I haven't been on one of the hurricane aircraft yet, but I've been told that it's like riding a wooden roller coaster in a car wash.
Great. That sounds like fun. I'll get on that boning for a couple days first and then give it a try. So you don't normally fly aircraft in clear weather then?
We do a lot of clear weather flights.
Okay.
We do LIDAR flights with our light aircraft with the Twin Otters, and then we also do photogrammetry with the King Airs.
Okay. So it's not just like, oh, it's raining. Perfect. Let's go.
That's correct. In the Gulf Stream, we have a G4, and it flies above the storm in tandem with the P3s that fly into it, so they get a smoother ride.
The G4 does, yeah.
The G4 does.
Yeah,
yes.
They're up there with movies and wine.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That's why I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, right. We don't talk about that much.
Meanwhile, the guys in the P3 are bouncing off the ceiling.
Yep. Watching the newsmen turn green, I understand.
Yeah.
That would be me. Green. Civilian employees?
Civilian employees. We have a lot of scientific technicians that are on the aircraft that, weather, like there's a meteorologist on board the P3 that basically says, hey, stay away from this part. We can go over here. I'd like to check out this feature of the storm. And then same thing, there's LIDAR technicians for the LIDAR and photogrammetry technicians on the smaller aircraft.
Okay.
Well, I guess photogrammetry, you're looking at terrains and things like that. And
correct. We're basically mapping.
Heights.
Yeah, we're basically mapping the surface, but you take the images and the way they line up, you can basically get an elevation model from that.
What are you looking for with LIDAR?
LIDAR, we do a lot of bathymetric surveys. So after a hurricane comes through, they'll fly a LIDAR mission over, and they'll be able to... basically do the really near shore, shallow water survey, make sure stuff isn't there, and then the response teams, which I was on one. We come in with our small boats and basically go up to about 2 meters of water and check and look for, make sure the channel's navigable.
Okay, so yeah, making sure stuff hasn't gotten washed out to sea.
Correct.
Like the roller coaster there in North Jersey when Sandy went through.
Yeah, or everybody's sailboat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Bet you see a lot of that.
I have seen a lot.
That's interesting, though, because most we talk about storm surge pushing. We think it mostly pushes stuff inland, not out to sea, but you get both.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, it pushes stuff in, and then as the water recedes, it collects.
It
and
brings it back. How nice of it.
Now, LIDAR, that's lasers, right?
Correct. Correct. Okay. On our aircraft, we use a red and a green, so they can penetrate the water differently, and it gives us the best chance to get a good return.
Okay. That's good. Good to know. Right?
I agree. I've always thought of LIDAR as radar, but using lasers instead of radio waves.
Are you guys also working on developing new sensing technologies, trying new different things at the same time?
So we work with researchers, and we're happy to put those new instruments on our aircraft and ships to test things out. That's part of what we do. We're kind of on that cutting edge.
Right. Right, so next week we'll have a completely different sensor suite.
It is possible.
Nice.
Now, you're dealing with hurricanes and stuff like that. What about squall lines and tornadoes?
So they do also fly some with the severe weather. They fly some of those storms and look at those you know, huge storms that come across
the supercells. Yeah,
the supercells, yeah.
So you guys are the official storm chasers, as opposed to the rest of us.
Well, at least they won't be trying to dive for an underpass.
Exactly. That would be something, wouldn't it?
You're not going to do that very often if you have a P3 or a Gulfstream. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Just
better
once.
Be a big bridge.
Just once. So, you've flown missions? You said you hadn't gone in any storms yet.
I have not. I am on the ship side.
Okay.
I just reported to the recruiting. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that's got to be pretty exciting on a ship when you're getting into the heavy waves.
It is exciting. That's adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah. How big a ship?
I've been on 230, 240 foot ships.
I mean, that sounds big. But when you're out in the ocean, it really isn't.
They're teeny tiny.
Yeah.
It's just a little life support capsule.
Yeah. Who built this raft? Why isn't it bigger?
That's about the size of a World War II, what, destroyer escort or destroyer?
A little bit smaller.
A little smaller. Okay.
It's too small when it's rocking like a cheap bottle cap.
Yeah, when you have 30-foot waves.
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you been doing it?
I've been in for 8 years.
And planning on staying a while?
Absolutely. I have had so many opportunities. The NOAA Corps, just if you raise your hand and say, yeah, I'll try that out, they'll hook you up.
Oh, so you're saying the crazier the better?
Absolutely.
Thrill seeker.
Yeah, you're in a tin can in a major storm. Yeah, you'd have to be crazy to do that.
Yep. Well, I guess the same thing with the airplanes. You know, we were telling everybody to go around this storm, but there's this one airplane.
Yeah. We're the one guy that's going to go right through the middle of it.
Yeah. Are you planning on switching to the aviation side?
I think I'm going to stay on the I'm sorry. I hope to get on a plane and go for a ride, and I do love planes. My dad was an Army pilot between Korea and Vietnam, but
wow.
The bug didn't hit me till late.
Till late, till he was going really fast, and then splat.
Well, I was going to say, what are your official duties on board the boat?
So the NOAA Corps officers command both the aircraft and the ships. And so on the ships, you start as a junior officer, and you have a bunch of collaterals. You learn the ship, you learn how to drive the ship, and then you ultimately take a watch, and you're in charge of the bridge for 4 hours.
Wow.
Twice a day.
And you're talking with the aircraft, and everybody's giving you information about what they want you to do and where they want you to look.
So a lot of times the mission's already set. So on the ships, we're doing oceanographic research or hydrographic survey or fisheries work. And so, you know, basically they said, hey, we want to go sample these waters. And so a lot of ships can do buoys that are looking at the surface temperatures of the oceans that can help us determine, hey, is this getting to be where it's going to help fire up a hurricane or not?
Okay. So it's not necessarily, it's not only storm research is what you're doing.
That's correct.
So you're doing a lot of, and the commercial fishermen love it when you tell them where all the fish are, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Do you catch a few here and there?
They do. They scientists catch the fish and they
and cook it up.
They test them and see, you know, make sure the fish stock is looking good.
Very good. Very good.
Make sure that it's tasty.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know about that.
Well, I was going to say it's got to be a little hard to catch a steak out there.
That's right.
Well, they're yeah. How long is the mission?
You can be away for 28 days on a ship.
That's a lot of fish. It's a lot of surveying. Do you use? You were talking about buoys. Do you use throwaway buoys or do you use recoverable?
A lot of the buoys that do the weather are permanent buoys. You know, just like what you look for navigation, except for they're bright yellow.
Okay. Do you have to service them?
They service them, pull them out of the water, take them down to Mississippi to the buoy center to be cleaned up and new instruments put on.
Okay.
So you got a whole refurbishment center there and everything.
Sure do. It's an old hangar that built Delta V rockets.
You know, I always thought that the Atlantic Ocean was deep enough that you couldn't do that. You couldn't have a buoy that's anchored to the sea floor. Apparently, I'm wrong.
It's a lot of chain.
A lot of chain, a lot of line.
Yeah. How far offshore do those buoys go?
Some of them are just out in the middle of the ocean in very deep water, especially in the Pacific.
Wow. So it might take you a couple of days to get out there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Several days. Some missions out in the Pacific can take almost a week to get some of the buoys.
Well, must be boring as all get out. Just trucking along, or day three, not there yet.
On the way, you're taking water samples, all sorts of stuff. There's science to be collected everywhere.
Okay, so they keep you busy. We've been speaking with
Lieutenant Colin Walker.